Penguin Audio presents Elliot Ness by Douglas Perry. Read by Pete Bradbury. Introduction. The real Elliot Ness. When Walter Taylor arrived, Betty was still in the kitchen, standing over her husband's body. She was sobbing fitfully, in a daze. Her 10-year-old son stood nearby, paralyzed by fear. A doctor was there, too, and someone else, a business partner of the man sprawled on the floor. Taylor had witnessed this ghastly tableau many times over the years. He was the town's deputy coroner and the editor of the local newspaper. But this time was different. The dead man was lying on his back, his white shirt twisted across his bulk. In the sink basin, smashed glass sparkled in the dissipating light. He'd been getting a drink of water when the coronary hit. Betty had come in from the garden and turned the faucet off before she saw her husband there on the floor. She screamed, high and long and loud. Loud enough to bring their son running from the neighbor's yard. She continued to sob now, a guttural sound, too deep and raw for such a pretty woman. "It'll be all right, Betty," someone said, and that was as much as she could take. She started to collapse. The business partner grabbed her before she fell. Taylor turned away. He'd seen enough. He walked out of the kitchen, past the soot-stained mantle in the living room with the cherubic white angel suspended above it. The angel, its wings aflutter, gazed toward the trauma unfolding in the kitchen. Betty had made the piece. Someone had once told Taylor that she'd been a student of the famous sculptor. Outside, Taylor found the neighbors milling about. The poor man had been sweating when he came up the walk. One of